If someone truly believes they are a Christian but are living out a homosexual lifestyle, would you say that they are going to heaven? Well, it's very interesting. If someone truly believes they're a Christian, does not mean much, whether they believe. I will tell you a story of my own son, who was absolutely stood up in arms with me saying, "Dad, you know I'm a Christian." But he was not living a Christian life at all. And I said, "I don't know how I know you're a Christian. I'll tell you more of that story when we come to week four." But years later, he'd come back and say, "I was not a Christian, Dad." And he had become a Christian. He knew what a real Christian was, and he was not. So many, many people, in fact, Matthew 7 says, "Many who come to me on that day and say, 'Lord, Lord,' will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Many who will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons, and perform many miracles in your name?' And he says, 'And I will say to him, depart from me, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness.'" So we can't assume because we believe we are that that makes us a Christian. Many people, and I'll show you something in week three that will be what I call the cloud of doubt, which we live in a doubt period based on how we're living, that we can't know for sure we are a Christian. And that's to our good. God does that as a blessing to us. And I'll explain that then. But to go on to say this, I ask the question, can someone be living in a homosexual lifestyle and be a Christian? I do believe that's very possible. Absolutely. But I'll tell you this, if there is, there's got to be fruit. That sounds weird. As J.C. Ryle, one of the great historical writers of the Christian faith, has said, in the midst of the most massive darkness, if there is life, there is going to be light. And I've been with people that are living in such sin, and I see a grieving of the heart. I see that there's kind of a sickness for what they're doing, though they defend it, and they want to think it's right, and they're still living amidst it. And I go, you know, that person, I wouldn't rule out a real Christian by the very fact that there is a fruit that's already showing, that's a hatred for even what they're doing. And we know that according in the Bible, Paul says he delivered one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh so that his soul could be saved for all eternity. So here's somebody that was in deep, deep immorality, but was truly a Christian. So I don't say that a real Christian can't live in deep immorality. And I know that many of you here would even hear this and say, are you telling me that homosexuality is an immorality? Well, I'm just saying the Bible says that. I didn't declare it as such. But I know this, that heterosexual immorality is the same. There's no difference in terms of one and the other are both against what God says is moral. Therefore, it would be outside the realm of God's, you know, directives. So, you know, and that gives a lot of people a lot of problem. They say, how can you be so judgmental? And, you know, it was Martin Luther King who made the statement. He says, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. And I think Martin Luther King was right there, that there are things that we can declare wrong and hate it, but without hating the person. And so many times Christians are viewed as hating homosexuals. I got asked by CNN one time, they said, would you do an interview on homosexuality and your view of it? And I said, no, I won't do that. And they said, well, why not? And I said, because you would never be captured what I say. In some form or fashion, it would be heard that I hate the sinner. And you know, we would do anything. We'd like to help in any way to serve the homosexual community in helping them find what we believe is the answer and something that is far more what we're talking about satisfying in life. So I wouldn't do that. But we love, whatever the category of sin, the Christian should love the sinner, even though they would hate. Because, and why? Same way with my kids. The reason that I hate when they do the wrong things, I hate it for their sake. I'm not hating them. I want what's best for them. And I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe in following morality is going to give them a far better life. But most importantly, if they do it for the right reason, which puts them in the case of being doing so because of conviction of following Jesus. So, right or wrong, okay?